The agreement between Health Minister Leo Varadkar and the Irish Medical Organisation over new consultants' pay has been described as discriminatory and will fail to attract high-calibre doctors to the posts. The criticism has come from the Irish Hospital Consultants Association, which didn't ballot its members on the increased pay proposal, nor did it take part in the Haddington Road pay talks of 2013. For doctors working exclusively in public hospitals, the new increased pay, the entry rate will be €127,000, rising to a maximum of €175,000. Doctors with experience can enter the service at €155,000. The association's president, Dr. Gerard Crotty, is on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the programme.
You represent existing consultants. Therefore, this new pay agreement doesn't affect your members. So why are you getting involved at this point?
Well, the most important people in this are patients. Patients are not getting the quality of care that they need. Waiting lists are growing rapidly, and there are patients waiting unnecessarily in emergency departments. And one of the reasons for this is that there are 300 consultant posts vacant. And these posts have been advertised already, but are not attracting applicants or sufficient applicants of suitable quality, so many of these posts just can't be filled.
But the Minister has said now, as a result of this new agreement, those posts will continue to be advertised and will be filled.
Well, talking to our potential members, senior trainees and consultants who are abroad, and there are a lot of very highly trained Irish medical specialists who are abroad, they have reacted to this deal with huge dismay. And we actually think that very few of them will want to work in a system where they will start on 20% less than their colleagues. And over a period of a number of years, their pay could increase, but they would be permanently on a lower salary than their colleagues who are doing exactly the same job. Mm. And, you know, that is actually poor management because, you know, whereas the health service has saved a lot by reductions in all salaries, including, I mean, all existing consultants have had major pay cuts. The amount they've saved by employing new entrants on these special reduced salaries has been minuscule, possibly just about 1 million. But in the meantime, they've spent 70 million in the last year on medical agency. So this is just extremely poor management. What is needed is to offer the same salary, the same terms and conditions as existing consultants. And that's not the only issue, in fact.
But why do you, again, back to that question, why do you care? I mean, the Irish Medical Organisation is the body which represents these people who will be applying for these consultants' posts.
Well,
your members
probably
far much more than what's on offer to these new entrants.
Well, we have members who are recently appointed on the reduced salaries, but we advocate for patients, and you know, patients are suffering. Patients are not receiving the quality of care they need because of the huge number of vacant posts, and we don't think that these proposals will significantly address that.
But what do you say to those people who say to you that if your members, if consultants working in the public service, not exclusively but have private work as well, if they fulfilled their 39-hour-a-week contracts in the public service, that would help enormously?
Well, actually, the vast majority of consultants are fulfilling far more than their contractual hours, and they're often filling in for posts that are vacant on their service. There are many consultants I know who are in a group of three or four or five consultants, and there are one or two or three posts vacant. I mean, we are all familiar with the situation in the renal transplant unit, but this is happening in departments up and down the country. Mm-hmm. Consultants are putting in far more than their contractual
hours. Of course, undoubtedly there are many who are, but there are also many who aren't, and who aren't even fulfilling the contracts that they are due to fulfil in the public service.
Well, if there are, there are procedures within the existing contract, the 2008 contract, to deal with that. But that is not the issue. I mean, the vast majority of consultants are providing well above their contractual duties, but they cannot meet the needs of patients. The waiting lists are growing rapidly, and the large number of vacant posts is a very major contributor to this. And the current proposal, we feel, is not going to deal with that adequately at all.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Dr. Gerard Crotty, President of the Irish Hospital Consultants Association. It's 9 minutes now to 8.